One of the most common excuses that I always hear when I talk to people about living their dream lives is, "I don't have the time." This comes up over and over and over again. "I would start my online business, but I don't have the time for that. I would exercise more, but I don't have the time for that. I would eat healthy, but I don't have the time to cook the meals." It always comes up. Yet, very, very often, not always, but very often, the people who say that also somehow manage to find time to watch the news, to read the newspaper, to, you know, watch the TV, browse Facebook, surf the internet, and do very random things like that. So, you know, they inside, they don't see it, they actually believe that they don't have time, but when you look at it from the outer perspective, you know, you can see that they could invest their time in many different things if they got rid of doing some things. So you yourself might be feeling the same thing, and I know that I myself have also been feeling the same thing in the past. You know, I felt like I was already doing so many things, and I felt that it, you know, made sense for me to have some time just for myself, to not have to do any work, to just watch some TV or something like that. And that's fine, and I think you should, you know, have the time for those things. However, there is a huge difference in your attitude towards time if you say, "I don't have time," or if you make time for things. So what you're doing if you're saying, "I don't have time," is that you're saying that you're not in control in your of your life. So basically, you know, because you say, "I don't have time," you're saying, "Oh, you know, my life is overwhelming me. I have so many things that I need to do. I have no control. I can't make time for new things." So you're not in control. However, if you change the way you do phrase things, instead of saying, "Oh, you know, I don't have time to do that," you can say, "Oh, I choose not to make time to do that," or "I choose to make time to do something." Once you kind of change your phrasing, once you change the way that you express yourself, you're going to see that you are actually in control of your own life. So for example, if you wanted to start exercising but just feel like you don't have the time, what could you possibly do? Well, if it was really important for you, if it was a top priority for you to start exercising, I'm sure you could find 15 minutes in a day to start doing some push-ups. I'm sure you could do that. The problem is that people, for other reasons, not that they don't have time, because of other fears, afraid of going out of the comfort zone, maybe not believing in the results that they get, that's why they say that they don't have time, because it's an easy excuse to make. It makes them look like they're busy, like they're very successful, and yet they know deep down inside that they could be doing more things, but they decide not to. So if you want to get over those excuses, then treat the things that you want to do with the same respect that you do the exciting things for you. So for example, if I told you, "Hey, I'm gonna buy you you know, round trip tickets to New York City over the weekend, like the hotel's on me, the flight's on me, I'll buy you dinner," I'm pretty sure you will be able to make time for that. At least 90% of the people would be able to do. So why is it that you can't make time for the things that are important to you, like exercising, working on business, or other things? Well, we talked about this already, but as I said, you have to stay in control of your life, and as long as you express yourself and feel like you're really in control, you are going to be in control, and it's going to be much, much easier for you to actually get things done. So next time you want to do something, don't say to yourself, "Oh, you know, I don't have time." You can say to yourself, "Okay, maybe this isn't the top priority for me at the moment, so I choose not to do that. And that's okay, I might do it at a later time. I know I do have time, I have 168 hours in a week that I can spend in any way I want, so if I want to invest like 1 to 3 hours, which is just like a 3%, then I can definitely do that. However, I choose not to do this right now." However, if it's something is really important to you, then treat it the same way as if you treat going to New York. Put it first, make time for it in the morning or in the afternoon, put it on your calendar and make it happen. But be conscious that you are in control of your own time. For example, you could just lay in bed all day tomorrow. You have time for that, right? I mean, there would be negative consequences if you don't go to work, if you don't work on your business. However, you are the person that is in control of your life. So don't let other people, other things, and your life control you. Instead, take back the control of your life and start expressing what you do in a way that you are in control. And you will see how over time things change for you, and you're going to start making time for the things that are really important to you.